感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
也弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
我想请弟兄姐妹我们一起看两处圣经。
So let us turn to two passages.
可以是我们先看生命记八章五节。
The first place is in Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 5.
生命记八章五节我读给弟兄姐妹听。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 5.
你当心里思想耶和华你神管教你好像人管教儿子一样。
You should know in your heart that as a man chastens his son, so the Lord your God chastens you.
我们再看希伯来书十二章我们从三节到十一节。
And then Hebrews chapter 12, verses 3 through 11.
希伯来书十二章三节到十一节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verses 3 through 11.
十二章。那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。你们与罪恶相争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步。你们要忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说我儿，你不可轻看主的管教。被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的他必管教，又鞭打还所受辣的儿子。你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子，焉有儿子不被父亲管教呢？管教原是众子所共受的，你们若不受管教，就是失子不是儿子了。再者我们曾有深深的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？深深的父都是降水以义管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。凡管教的事当时不觉得快乐，还觉得愁苦，后来却为那经练过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin.And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening,Of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not son. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness.Now, no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it.
请弟兄姐妹低头，我们有一点祷告。
Let us bow our heads for prayer.
亲爱的主，我们实在感谢你把这些话讲给我们。
Oh, dear Lord, we thank you for giving us your words.
这是我实在看见你何等的爱我们，你爱我们，你叫我们成为你的儿女，我们以儿女的身份可以呼喊你阿爸父，这是何等的福分。
Oh Lord, we from these words we see how you love us. That we can even be called children of God, and that we can sing to you.
主啊，你在你的爱，你在我们身上的带领，也叫我们能够像你的儿子，你把你自己儿女。做儿子的生命放在我们里面，叫我们的成为主，我们更像你的儿子，我们的救主耶稣基督。
O Lord, that we can be called sons of God, and that we can even be conformed to the image of our Lord Jesus.
所以因着你这样的旨意，你在我们中间有带领，主啊，你用你的慈爱来引导我们，保守我们，来引领我们，来走着一条属天的路。
O Lord, we ask that your love will lead us in this path of faith and a path of a heavenly walk with you.
我们将今天讲下的时间交在你的手中，也将听了讲的翻译都交在你的手中，你对我们说话。
Lord, we give this time into your hands.He who speaks and he who translates, Lord, all are in your hands.
祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们知道最近我们都在讲神的爱。
We know that recently we've been speaking about the love of God.
因为神的爱它有恩典有怜悯。
God's love, he has mercy and he has grace.
上一次我也交通过了。借着以色列人，借着摩西的祷告，他说：“凭着你的慈爱，你要来赦免以色列人的过犯。”
So we shared last time that for Moses, because of God's love, that you will forgive their transgressions.
按照我们的本相，我们是罪人，因为罪的缘故，叫我们远离神。
According to our own nature, we are sinners.
神爱我们，把他独生的儿子赐给我们，因为我们的救主为我们上死在十字架上，我们罪得了赦免，我们才被免拯救。
So God loves us, and because He loves us, He died for us on the cross, forgiving our sins.
所以在许多弟兄姊妹交通里面，我们都在交通神的爱。
So in our fellowship, we have been sharing about the love of God.
我们今天能够被拯救，完全是神的爱。
Today we can be saved. It's all because of God's love.
神的爱，他要救我们，要洗清我们一切的罪。
God loves us and He wants to wash us clean of our sins.
他还把他儿子的生命赐给我们。
He even gives us the life of His Son.
他对我们，他有一个旨意。
So He has one will for us.
他救我们不是单单把我们罪赦免的到此为止。
He saves us, not just to forgive our sins.
他要我们能够做他的儿女。
But he wants us to be his children.
他要我们能够像他的儿子。
And he wants us to be like his son.
我们知道他，我们的父神有一个独生的儿子，我们耶稣基督。
We know that our Father in heaven has one and only Son, and that's his Lord Jesus. And he has given the life of his Son to us. So he saves us for one purpose, for us to be his children. So we know that when we were created in His own image.
但是因为这个形象就是他儿子的形象。
And that image we know is the image of His Son.
当人堕落犯罪的时候，他失去了生命，也失去了那个形象。
When man sinned, we have lost that image.
他神不会失败，他要做的事情，他一定要做成。
But God will not be defeated. Whatever He deems to do, He will accomplish.
所以他来拯救我们。
So He comes to save us.
他把我们救到他里面，他把他儿子的生命给我们。
So He saves us and puts the life of His Son in us.
所以他要我们不但罪被赦免，有了生命，这个生命还有承受，还要叫我们活出像他的儿子。
So he saves us, not just forgive our sins, he puts the life of his son in us so that we can be like his son.
因为这个缘故,
so for this reason,
所以我们被拯救的呢, 是他所爱。
So we are the ones that he saved and he loves.
他这里就刚才我们所读的希伯来书十二章六节, 他因为主所爱的, 他必管教。
So this verse that we read from Hebrews,chapter 12, verse 6, for whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son.
所以神把他儿子给我们，这个儿子的生命成长，在成长的过程里面，我们就需要 神的管教。
So, we need, God's chastening, in this process of, that we can grow to be more like Him.
因为如果不受的管教，就很难能够把他的儿子能够活就像他的儿子。
If we do not receive this chastening, it's difficult for us to become like His Son.
我们也知道，在刚才他里面九节十节，他告诉我们，他说。我们曾有深深的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更顺服他的得胜吗？
In verse 9 we said, furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live?
深深的父就是我们现在在地上所活的人。我们在地上活的时候，儿子生下来，他的成长的过程里面就是要管教。
So we have our human fathers on this earth, and when we have sons, we would discipline them.
说如果不有人能说，如果孩子不管教，他就不会成才。
Some say if you do not chasten your son, they will never grow mature.
我们知道现在在世界上有很多为诱惑，特别有手机啦、电视啦。有好多小孩子喜欢看的节目。
But we know that there's a lot of temptations in this world, from your phones, from your media.
像我的外甥女，她就一岁多，还没有两岁，她就妈妈，我要看这个电视，要看那个节目。
So I have a granddaughter who is not even 2 years old, and she knows to tell her parents that she wants to watch this program and that program.
所以他见到我就要拿我的手机。
So when she sees me, she wants to take my phone.
所以他妈妈就限制了，你一天最多20分钟，我给你看，只能看20分钟，如果再多了就不能看了。
So her mother limits her time to 20 minutes a day, that she can watch the programs.
从小就要教导她要有节制。
So from early on, she teaches her to have that self-control and.
如果没有管教，他凭着他任意的妄为的，他一直看，他眼睛肯定会被受伤害。
If you just let her be and for as long as she wants, then her eyes would be hurt.
所以有时候他吃的糖、吃的巧克力也是啊，他没。如果你叫他吃零食，他连饭都不吃了。
So the same with eating chocolates. If you just let her eat.She won't even eat the meals.
所以他就要受管教，一天只能给你一个或者两个，你做什么的事情，我再给你一个。
So she needs to be chastened, and she can be rewarded for what she does well.
所以说我们生长里面，在许多过程里面，如果凭着我们自由做的许多事情里面，那是很糟糕的。
We need in our growing, in our maturing, we need to be chastened.
So 我就听说有的姐妹就说了，你这个人就是因为你父母没管教，你现在让我受苦。
So we've heard, the sister would say, because you were not chastened by your parents, now you are such a way.
所以说我们人是要管教，就真的生生不要管教。
So we need to be chastened.
更何况万灵的父，我们要成为神的儿女，我们要从亚当的生命里面被救出来的。
So that was our human fathers, but now with our heavenly Father, our Father of spirits, we need to be saved.
我们原来都是堕落住罪恶里面，是老亚当的生命放在我们里面，我们都活的有的都活了几十年了。
But we need to be saved from that Adamic life.That old Adam, that we have lived in that life for decades. Then now he is giving us his life of holiness to us. But he says that life needs to grow and mature because only that life is like his son.So in that life growth process, we need to be chastened.
所以在这里说，神所爱的，他必管教。
So it says that those whom God the Lord loves, he chastens.
但是第八节告诉我们，管教也是众子所共受的。
Verse 8 tells us, if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons.
所以他前面说，如果你不受管教，就是失子，不是儿子了。
So if you are without chastening, then you are illegitimate and not sons.
他的意思，这里的意思就是说，如果你他怎么不管教你，就不把你当做儿子了，当做失子，这不真的把你当儿子，他把你当儿子，他就要管教。
So if he does not chasten you, then you are like illegitimate and not sons. So because he loves you, he will chasten you.
所以是管教实在是神的恩典，是神的爱。
So the chastening is truly God's love.
所以我知道啊，前几个月，前应该是三四个月之前，有一个弟兄就跟我讲，他说我不聚会了，我不来聚会了。
So 3 or 4 months ago, I heard a brother saying that he will not come anymore to the meeting.
他说这个聚会我不参加了。
I will no longer participate in this gathering.
所以我就跟他讲，他讲讲一大堆话，一大堆道理，一大堆理由，说了一大堆理由，就是说我不参加这个聚会了。
So he told me a lot, many different reasons about why he's no longer coming.
这后来前几个礼拜他又来聚会了。
And then several weeks ago, he came back.
我就他还感谢主来聚会了，他就跟我讲为什么来聚会。
So I said, "Thank the Lord, you are back." And he told me why.
他说不知道为什么我就不来聚会，以为说我轻松了很多，省得很多，但是有很多麻烦的事情发生了。
He says, I thought I would have a more relaxed time by not coming to the meeting, but then somehow many troubles came to me.
突然间车坏掉了，他就叫教练去弄。
Suddenly my car was wrecked and he had to repair the car.
在莫名其妙，他的工作又受到了威胁。他说，如果这个工作掉了，我是太非常的麻烦。
And then suddenly his job was in, he was in danger of losing his job, that would really be troublesome.
所以我不知道什么麻烦，他要很尽全的在神面前祷告，主啊，你要保守在我这个工作不要掉。
So he faithfully came before the Lord and he asked the Lord not for him to not lose the job.
所以前两三四个礼拜我看见他，当时我现在我要来聚会。
And then several weeks ago, I saw him.And he says, I want to come back to the meeting.
所以我说，感谢主，神真爱你呀。
So I said, thank the Lord, God truly loves you.
他不会忘记你，他要把你挽回。
God does not forget you, and he will bring you back.
神认识我们，他知道我要把你招回来聚会。他知道用什么方法把他领回来。
God knows how he would bring you or others back to his gathering.
这实在是神的恩典，因为他把我们当成儿子，他所爱的，他必管教。
This is truly God's grace because He treats us as sons and He chastens us.
我们知道在圣经里面，在撒母耳记第二章里面，以利他两个儿子。
Well, we know in the first Samuel the two sons of Eli.
他没有受以利没有好好的管教，叫他两个儿子得罪了神，以后被神击杀了。
Eli did not.Chasten his sons well, so they were killed by the Lord.
我们也可以看一下，就是撒母耳记上第二章，在这个29节里面，他神是这么讲的。
We can look at it. 1 Samuel 2:29.
第二章第九节。
Verse 9.
Yes, 29:29.
First Samuel chapter 2:29.
我所吩咐现在我居所的祭物，你们为何践踏？尊重你的儿子过于尊重我，这是他跟以利讲的。
Verse 29, why do you kick at my sacrifice and my offering, which I have commanded in my dwelling place, and honor your sons more than me, to make yourselves fat with the best of all the offerings of Israel, my people? And this is what he spoke to.
他跟以利说，你尊重你的儿子还过于尊重我。
He says, you honor your sons more than me.
因为这里讲了，将我民以色列所献美好的祭物肥以的肥己的。
And to make yourselves fat with the best of all the offerings of Israel, my people.
就是说人家以色列百姓献给他的祭物，他自己拿走了。
So what the offerings that the people brought to the Lord, they took to fatten themselves.
我们知道以利两个儿子。
We know Eli had two sons.
他的百姓献上祭物的时候，有的祭司是可以拿的。
When the people made their offerings, there are certain things that the priests could take.
有的他不能拿的，要在祭坛上收回的。
Some they could not, and they had to offer it on the altar.
他们能拿不能拿，他都拿。
So whether or not they could take them, they took them.
他这里说，将以色列百姓献美好的祭物为己的，就是为己的，他自己做好处。
And so he says, And they took the sacrifice to fatten themselves.
Yeah. 他二十九节前面就说了，你们为何建坛？就是说，以色列百姓献上的祭物被他以利两个儿子践踏了。
And so it says, why do you kick at my sacrifice? Because the Eli's two sons, they kicked at the sacrifice.
他是祭司。
They are priests.
我们知道在其实在利未记里面有讲到，你做祭司要怎么做，以色列百姓怎么献祭，献祭什么祭物怎么做的，要你的祭司要该怎么处理。
So Leviticus tells us how the priests ought to treat the sacrifices.
所以他这两个儿子，他没按下他这个所讲的，他就凭着自己乱来。
So the two sons of Eli, they did not follow what was commanded, but they did it by themselves.
按照来说，做祭司要在圣殿里服侍神，他应该受教训，应该要培训。就这个事情怎么过，这个祭要怎么献，他应该要教导的。
So the priest ought to know when they were given the commands to how to deal with the sacrifices.
但是伊利没有好好的教导他两个儿子。
But Eli did not properly teach.
所以说他说你尊重你的儿子过于尊重我。
So he says you honor your sons more than me.
所以下面第三十节他就神就对他说了。
And then verse 30, God says to him.
因此就是因为他两个儿子两个，耶和华以色列的神说，我曾说你和你父家必永远行在我面前。现在我却说，绝不容你们这样行，因为尊重我的，我必尊重他；藐视我的，他必被轻视。
Therefore, the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father would walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, Far be it from me, for those who honor me.I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed.
所以说，我们就三十节后面那一句就是说，在你家中必永远没有一个老年人。这是神对以利讲的。我们看见他不尊重神，以后神也不尊重他。
But we see how, because Eli did not honor the Lord, so the Lord, did not honor him. And in verse 31, how the Lord says, there will not be an old man in your house.
所以在这个里我们看见就是他两个没有受管教的一个结果。
So we see the result of the sons not being chastened.
这是的溺爱，父母对儿女的溺爱。
So the parents had spoiled their children.
我们也看见撒母耳。
And we see Samuel.
我们知道撒母耳他一出来是哈拿，他就把他从小就把他献给神，就是一个拿西耳人。
So we know Samuel was offered by Hannah when he was young and he was given to the Lord.
拿西耶人就是说他有分别的生活，有圣洁的生活。
So we know the
他听见名酒，酒他是不能喝的。
So the Nazarite, he was given as a Nazarite and he could not drink any drinks.
还有这个死尸是不能碰的，头发不能提的。
Also cannot touch dead bodies and cannot shave his head.
就是说有的死的东西，有的不好的东西，不好的坏习惯，他是不能碰的。
So he cannot touch those unclean things.
他有一个分别得胜的生活。
So he has a life that's victorious and set apart.
所以他很小就在圣殿里面服侍神。
So since his childhood, he was serving the Lord in the temple.
我们知道他在圣殿里面服侍的时候，他还是一个童，圣经说他是一个童子。
We know that when he was serving in the temple, the Bible says that he was a very young child. I think this is just he was very young. But God had mercy on him when he was serving in the temple. He was not affected by Eli's two sons. Because he was taught by Hannah. His mother was feared the Lord.
他就告诉他，我要把你献给神。你从小你这个人活的就是要服侍神的。
So she said when he was young that I'm going to dedicate you, give you to the Lord, so you ought to serve him.
所以他从小就在圣殿里面，开始的时候就是光门要开门，开圣殿的门。 他是忠心，下的日子，他忠心神的托付。
So when he was young, he served in the temple. He opened and shut the door to the temple, and he was faithful.
所以后来，因为在小事上忠心，在大事上，他就成为神重用的仆人。
So he was faithful in the little things, and so even on the major matters, he was faithful to the Lord.
我们也可以看见摩西。 当时在埃及的时候，他学了埃及一切的学问。And
when we see Moses in Egypt, he learned all the knowledge of Egypt.
他学了埃及一切的学问，他应该被埃及文化上应该被埃及所掳去了，他应该要生活在埃及的那个里面了。
We saw that when he learned all the knowledge of Egypt, he could have been taken hostage by the knowledge in Egypt.
但是他没有被埃及的文化所同化掉。
But he was not sort of drawn into the culture of Egypt.
他虽然学了埃及许多的学问，但他知道他是希伯来人。
He learned all the knowledge of Egypt, but he knew he was a Hebrew.
他为什么知道呢？就是他的母亲，因为也是他的奶妈，他从小就在他母亲的教导一下。 他长大的过程里面，母亲告诉他，你是希伯来人。
Because he was told by his mother or his nursing, that from the young, from when he was young, that he is a Hebrew and he ought to live by God.
他所以在讲里面讲到信心里面，讲到摩西说，他不愿意在法老的女儿的底下做他的儿女，享受埃及所有的荣华富贵，他不要。
So Hebrews 11 tells us Moses was not willing to live under the Pharaoh's, be called by like a Pharaoh's daughter's son.
他宁愿为了主耶稣受苦。他说我宁愿为主耶稣受苦，苦还好过你在埃及所有的享受。
So he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt.
所以他能够有这样的
So he had such an experience. It was because of his mother's teaching.
所以这个地上神的仆人，他们因为有好的教导里面，他就成为神的仆人。
So through his mother's teaching, he became a servant of God.
所以以前我听他的丹娜弟兄他说过一句话。
So I remember Brother Dana said before.
他说每一个家里面。 如果有祭坛，就是说父母都要带着孩子晚上祷告、释放祷告， 就是有这样的生活。
So he said that if a family has a family altar, which means that you would get together every night to pray and to give thanks for the meals.
他就没有看见他的下一代有失落了，他的下一代就会被神的保守，就被神祝福。
So truly, those families would prosper even in their descendants, and they will be blessed by the Lord.
所以说他在告诉我们，我们家庭里面，我们家的祭坛是非常的重要。
So he says, our family altar is truly important.
从小就叫他认识神。
That from a young age, they ought to be taught to know God.
我知道有的孩子，小孩子，他才七岁。
I know
新约圣经就看了四遍，旧约清新旧约就看了两篇。
I know a very young child, at 7 years old, he had read the New Testament through 7 times and the Old Testament through 2 times.
有的孩子再去两岁，父母就教导他先放祷告。
And 2 years old, the parents would teach them how to pray.
其他两岁他什么都不懂。
So even at 2 years old, they don't know anything.
但是他知道吃饭的时候他要交办祷告。
But he knows to pray and give thanks for the meal.
这都是父母的教导，叫下面才会传承。
This is how the parents are teaching the next generation.
更何况我们这个人从亚当生命就被神救过来。
And then our old Adamic life, we were saved before the Lord.
他叫你说万灵生生的父生第十节，生生的父都是降世以义管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
So it says that we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect, but we not more, much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live.
所以这里讲到。我们的父神他要管教我们，要我们在他圣洁上要过着圣洁的生活，我们就跟他有份的。
So it says that our heavenly father he wants to save us and to chasten us and that we may share in his holiness.
我们在地上生活，我记得以前就有很多年长的我弟兄怎么教导我们，怎么不卡拉 OK 地方不看了，什么电视什么不能看，有一大堆的他们在年长的叫我们那一代有年长的都教导我们，他叫我们在地上的生活要跟不信人要有分别的。
So we were taught by our elderly brothers and sisters that we ought to have a different life than people in the world, and so you should not go to karaoke. You should not go to different places of entertainment.
我们知道我们现在活在地上，有神的见证托付给我们，有的事情世人不信的人可以做，我们是不能做的。
So we know God has given his testimony to us, and there are certain things that we must not do like the world does.
因为这里说这最后这一节就告诉我们，凡管教的事当时不觉得快乐，凡觉得愁苦，后来却为那经炼过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
Verse 11. Now, no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it.
但是这就是说，我们被管教的时候好像很苦很难受，但是会结出平安的果子。
It says that when you are being chastened,It's very painful. However, it yields a peaceable fruit of righteousness.
那就是义。
And that is righteousness.
我们知道，如果讲到平安，我们弟兄姐妹，我们都想我们在活在地上要有平安。
When we speak about peace, we seem to all be after this peace.
我知道有一个弟兄，三个月撞了好几次车。
We know a brother in 3 months. He had several
考虑他撞了好几次车，他现在想当心，每一次开车的时候要祷告主，主啊，你保守我，叫我不要再撞车了。
So he ran into so many accidents that every time he gets in the car, he prays to the Lord that, Lord, let me not run into an accident.
因为对他来说，现在开车不撞车平安回来就是平，不撞车回家平安回家就是平安了。
Because for him, if he does not run into an accident and comes home peacefully, then that is God's blessing.
有的我特别记得在疫情的时候，2020年关的时候，有好多弟兄姊妹祷告，我今天不被疫情感染，我就平安了。
I remember during the pandemic, many brothers and sisters would pray that if I'm not tested positive, then I would have peace.
有的弟兄姊妹从这里开到佛罗里达去旅行，就主啊，你保守我平平安安的到佛罗里达，再平平安安的回来。他一路上能够到那里，这就是平安。
And so some brothers and sisters, they would pray that they needed to travel to Florida. If I can make it there and back without getting affected, this would be peace.
当然在神的恩典中，神要把这个平安给我们。我们活在地上，我们也需要这样的平安。
So in God's grace, He wants to give that peace to us.
所以每一天晚上我们出去做许多的事情，我们能够回家平平安安的回家，在睡觉之前或者你在祷告里面，你就平安安的睡下去。这都是神的恩典，把平安赐给我们。
So it's truly God's grace that we can go about our lives and come back, and in the evening we can rest.It's all God's peace.
一天一天神的保守叫我们一天一天走过来。
So it's God's keeping us that we can walk every day.
但是这里讲到平安，他说平安的果子就是义。
But it says here that the peaceable fruit of righteousness.
它是义，这个结出的果子义就是平安所结的果子。
It is the righteousness is that the peaceable fruit.
我想这个意思我们讲到义就是我们来到神的面前，我们面对神的时候，我们活在神的面前的时候光景。
I think this righteousness refers to our state, our condition when we come before God.
我们知道今天我们是罪人。
We know that today we are sinners.
我们有罪，我们是不敢来到神的面前。
With sin, we do not dare to come before God.
但是今天我们是因着耶稣基督我们称义的，我们在主耶稣宝血底下神赦免我们一切的罪，我们是一个义人来到神的面前，我们靠着他的宝血我们来到神面前，我们是有平安的。
So by the Lord's blood we are justified and we are considered righteous because of the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以我们就是往生是在基督耶稣里面，是因我们的主耶稣称义。
So because of our Lord Jesus, we are justified.
但是另外一面。
But on the other side,
神托给我们的，我们忠心不忠心。
Are we faithful with what God has entrusted us?
我们知道在四福音里面，特别在马太福音里面，我们主耶稣讲了好多比喻，讲到天国里面有好多比喻。
We know, especially in the Matthew's Gospel, God has given us many, especially parables.
有的主人去了以后，把他的事情托给他的仆人。有的忠心的，有的不忠心的。
So master travels afar, and he grants his servants whether or not they are faithful.
忠心的，他就有奖赏。
Those who are faithful, they are rewarded.
不忠心的，他就受责备。
And those who are not faithful, they are rebuked.
我想那时候，这一个不忠心的仆人见主人的时候是没有平安的。
I think those who are not faithful, they will not have peace when they see their master.
我们也知道，在圣经也讲的，马太福音里面讲的，有的五千两，有的两千两，有的一千两的。
And we heard in Matthew's Gospel, the ones that receive 5 talents, 2 and 1 talent.
五千两的，他就五千两做生意，他又赚了五千两，他是忠心的。
The one with the 5 talents, he did business and he earned another 5, he was faithful.
两千两的，他也赚了两千两。
The 2 talents, he also earned another 2.
他是忠心的。
He was faithful.
他在神面前有平安的果子。
And he has that fruit of peace before God.
因为他在见到神的面时候，他就得了奖赏。
And so when he sees God, he was rewarded.
那个一千两的把它埋在地里面，我想他就没有平安的果子。
And I think the one with the one talent, he hid it underground, and when he sees God, he does not have peace.
因为神见的主人见他的时候，他是受责备的。
Because when the master sees him, he was rebuked.
他受责备的怎么会有平安呢？
And so if he was rebuked, how could he have peace?
这里讲到神托给我们的，我们中没有忠，有没有忠心？
So this speaks to what God entrusts us. Are we faithful?
所以在生命记第六章二十五节，他是这么说。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5 says,
我们知道生命记里面是以色列人在进迦南的时候，那个摩西就在那里重申了，就是神说的话，许多的律法，许多的诫命，他又在那里说了一遍。
So we know Moses, he reiterated what the Lord has spoken to him, given him the laws and commandments.
他这里说生命记第六章二十五节，我们若叫耶和华我们神所吩咐的一切诫命谨守遵行，这就是我们的义的。第六章二十五节，生命记六章二十五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 25. Then it will be righteousness for us if we are careful to observe all these commandments before the Lord our God as he has commanded us.
这里在生命，在这里就是摩西是告诉以色列人。
So here Moses tells the Israelites.
神的律例典章，神叫我们吩咐我们的诫命，我们是要遵守的，有的不能做，我们就是不能做。
So the Moses tells them, God has given us commandments, and we ought to observe them, and whatever he says we cannot do, we must be careful.
所以神叫我们的，我们能够谨守遵行，这就是我们的义。
So if we are careful to observe all these commandments, then we would, this will be righteousness for us.
当然，凭着我们的本相，凭着亚当的生命，许多我们是做不到。
If by our Adamic life, we cannot do many of these things.
但是我们的主耶稣，他是信心的创始的，他是创始成终的，他给我们的信心。
But our Lord Jesus, he is the author of our faith, and he will give us a faith to do it.
我们凭着信心靠神的恩典，我们就会做到。
So by faith and by God's grace, well, we can observe these.
我们就凭着他给我们的生命，我们就可以活出我们像他儿子的生命。
So by the life that he gives us, we can live a life like his son.
这就是神给我们的。
And this is what God gives us.
所以神给我们的话，神许多的话，我们是要谨守，要遵行的。
So the words that God gives us, we must be careful to observe.
所以当我们见主的时候，
So when we see the Lord,
我们准备好了没有？
Are we ready?
我们知道江弟兄大家都认识。
We all remember Brother Stephen Kong.
他年老的时候，他说我已经准备好了，主随时来，我只随时可以见他。
And she says, I am ready. Whenever the Lord comes, I'm ready to see him.
因为神托给了他的，他忠心的。
Because he was faithful with what God has entrusted him.
就好像保罗一样。
Just like Paul.
他说美好的仗我打过了。
I have fought the good fight.
该守的道我守住了。
And I have watched the word.
他知道他见主的时候有公义的冠冕。
So he knows when he sees the Lord, he has that righteous,
因为他活在地上是为了主而活。
Because he lives on this earth, for the Lord.
他就有平安的果子。
And he has that fruit of peace.
那就是义。
And that is righteousness.
他可以坦然无惧地来到神的面前。
So he has confidence coming before the Lord.
神叫他做了，他做了。
Whatever God told him to do, he did.
神托给他的，他忠心的。
He was faithful with whatever God entrusted him.
所以随时神来的时候，我们心里就有个平安。
So whenever the Lord returns, we have peace in our hearts.
我知道有好多弟兄姐妹。医生跟他讲，你快死了几个月了，他心里没有平安建筑的。
I know many brothers and sisters, if the doctor says you only have a couple of months to live, he would not have peace in his heart.
他也知道，哎呀，我就忙在我自己的事。他一托付给人，要给某某人，他的叔叔或者他的伯伯传福音啊。但是我就是忙，没有去传福音，我欠主的债。
He feels that he owes a debt to the Lord because God had entrusted his uncle or his other relatives' lives to him for him to preach the gospel to them, but he did not because he was busy.
因为他托给他的，他没有今生，他做个亏欠，他去见主，他就没有平安。
So God had entrusted these to him, and yet he did not do them. So when he sees the Lord, he does not have peace.
所以说神许多的时候，我们就需要神的管教。
So often we need God's chastening.
因为当神管教的时候，许多的时候我们是不会顺服的，神的话我们是不会听的。但是在管教的时候，我们就会听。
Often we do not listen, we do not do God's words, but when He chastens us, often we would listen.
许多时候我们不顺服，因为神管教的时候，我们才会顺服。
Often we do not obey, but often when we are being chastened, we would obey.
有许多的罪，就是在神的手下面，我们才看见我们自己的过犯。
There are many sins. Only under God's chastening do we see our transgressions.
我以前讲过见证，就是说前一段时间我的头疼，又头疼了好几个月。
I have shared before about a really bad headache that I had a long time ago.
就是头疼，头疼几个月，看医生，医生又说没毛病，你头就是疼。
And so I had this terrible headache. The doctors cannot tell me why.
疼到一个厉害的时候，东西掉到地上，我不敢去讲，因为大家头就说疼到受不了。
It was so painful. I cannot bend down to pick up something I dropped because the headache was terrible.
开始时候我也认罪也悔改了，这个是我常识，因为这个是我生活的当有出情况下呢，你犯罪了就说我也悔改了，这好像那个平常那样没那么认真，这平常那个悔改那样没那么认真。
Okay, so I also confess my sins and I would repent.
有的时候我也不知道我有什么罪，有什么好认。
So sometimes I don't know what sins to confess.
但是你看那个几个月时间，我说这个不是一般的事情，肯定有事情。因为所以说那时候我就好好的跪在神的面前，我就认罪，主啊，我有什么罪，你给我看见。
But I recognized that this was an extraordinary event, so I bowed down and I prayed to the Lord to see what sins I had.
有的罪我讲出来都不好意思。
So I will be embarrassed to say the sins that I
had. 我可以骗你们，我可以骗到你们，但是我骗不了主。
I can fool you guys, but I cannot fool God.
比如说你在骂我。
For example, you rebuke me.
骂我说我很难听的话。
So you use very, very bad words, unpleasant words.
我可以忍耐，我表面不跟他顶，不说他。
I can control myself and I do not fight back.
我还可以做出来跟他笑一笑。
I can even have a smile to him.
但是我里面啊不行啊，我好多坏话我都骂出来的，我心中没出声音，我也会说你一大堆骂出来的话。
But inside of me, I was filled with very vicious.Feelings and words, and that I want to shout back to him.
So, I said, I didn't say it out loud, but I'm inside,
even though I did not speak out those words, but inside of me, they were so vicious and unclean and unpleasant, the words that I wanted to speak to him.
我也不可能原谅别人，有时候气得很厉害，虽然我没发出来，我就是那个里面的。
So I had this heart that's not willing to forgive and very vicious to say.
我也讲过道，你要从心里要饶恕别人。
So I've even spoken the sermon I ought to forgive people from my heart.
但这个我都知道了。
So I know about this.
但是我就是不能从心里面拿出，我就说你这个人怎么看，怎么对我这样的话，怎么做这个事情，我里面就是这很那个的。
My heart is still filled with these viciousness that I wanted to say to others.
我不知道这是有罪，我但在我记忆里好像我没有这一些那个罪。
So I did not think that this was a sin, and I never really confessed such a sin.
虽然我被伤害，虽然我顶过去，但是我没有表现出来，我没有说出来呀。
Even though I felt those things, feelings.But I did not say those things.
但是我其实里面有这个感觉反应啊。
But I only had those feelings and viciousness inside.
我不觉得这是有罪啊，我就没有悔改过啊。
I didn't think that this was a sin, so I never repented of them.
在我记忆里面，好像我没有为这样的事情跟神我认罪过。
So in my memory, I don't recall a time when I confessed to such a sin to God.
所以上一次把你头疼了几个月，看你怎么干嘛。
And so God gave me this headache, terrible headache for several months.
所以说我就感觉神啊，真的，我骗不了人，我骗不了你。
So I said, Lord, I can fool others, but I cannot fool you.
所以他说你要从心里拿出别人。
So he says, you must forgive others from your heart.
所以那一天我见主的时候，我心里就平安了。
So when one day when you see the Lord, you will have peace inside.
因为我今天我的罪我对付了。
Because I had dealt with my sin today.
如果没有罪恶，我还有一个控告。有的时候我里面还有一个控告。
So if you have not dealt with it, there's still an accusation inside of you.
说你这个怎么样？我想你见主的时候，那神是责备你。我不说你，那时候你见主的时候，那神来惩罚你。
So if you do not confess these sins, by the day you see the Lord, He will certainly deal with you.
有时候还叫神呢，主啊，他这样这样，你怎么看？
So often I would say to the Lord, such and such a person does these things. What do you think?
有时候我们在神面前还有一个控告的灵。
Sometimes we still have a spirit of accusation in us.
但是不讨神喜悦的。
This does not please the Lord.
所以那一天我这些罪我都悔改的时候
，So that day when I repent of such sins，
我见主的时候，我里面就平安了。
When I see the Lord, I would have peace inside。
这就是平安的果子，就是义。
That is that fruit of peace, that is righteousness。
如果今天好像没事情发生，如果我没有好好的悔改，我见主的时候，神就把这一件每一件事情拿出来看，当时你怎么反应，当时你怎么想，当时你怎么骂人。
So if I do not bring these, if I do not confess and repent of such sins, then one day when I see the Lord, He will bring these events out and remind me, what was your attitude back then?
好像我这个嘴巴里面还真的没有骂过人，但是我心里骂过人。
So even though my mouth, my lips, did not say those things, my heart said those things.
所以在神的管教之后。你就有平安，接触平安的果子就是义。
So from God's chastening, you will bear these fruits of peace, which is righteousness.
许多时候我们在成长的过程里面
，often in our process of growth,
我们需要管教的。
We need to be chastened.
如果不管教，我们就不会顺服。
Without chastening, we will not obey.
如果不管教，你就不会听话。
Without chastening, you will not listen.
我记得我头疼的那一段时间里面，我是很乖的，连生气都不敢。
I remember the time when I had the headache. I was so obedient. I did not even dare to have a temper.
因为你一醒来，眼睛一睁开，真的头痛痛的那个感觉就跟着你，你就做什么别的事情，好像都没有竞争，你连生气跟人家吵架都没有力气。
Because when you even wake up on the And in the morning, you are filled with that headache, and you don't even have the strength to fight with others.
现在你看，这个感觉就在那里，一直跟着你，这真的很难受。
So that feeling just it went with me, and it occupied me.
所以神所爱的，他必管教。
So the ones that God loves, He chastens.
这是神的恩典，在你所讲的管教的时候。你不觉得快乐，还觉得愁苦，真的很愁苦。
So when you are being chastened, you seem, it's very painful.
所以但是我们要知道，你在你接受你圣约来接受神的管教的时候，它就有一个果子。
But we know that when we receive this chastening, there is a fruit.
所以第我开始的时候，我在希伯来书十二章第第三节说，那忍受巨人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。这就讲到我们要思想，那个顶撞的是主耶稣。
And so in verse 3, consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself.
所以主耶稣被巨人顶撞，但是自家的受苦受死，主耶稣所受的苦，他说我们要思想，就是今天薄饼的时候，我们要思想。
So we ought to think and to consider the Lord Jesus who endured hostility from sinners.
他说免得我们灰心。
Otherwise, we would fail, our hearts would fail.
我们说神的恩在我们成长的过程里面，我们碰见会碰见很多事情，有一些事情可能我们会灰心。他说我们灰心的时候不要灰心，要思想主耶稣怎么为我们受苦。
So many things as we, as we grow in this process, we've become discouraged in our souls. But he says we should consider him and we will not become weary.
到第五节。
And then verse 5.
他说你们要又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话说我儿。你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心。
And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord.
所以这里说，我们被主管教的时候，有的时候很苦很难的时候，他这里就告诉我们，我们不要灰心。
Nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. So when we are being chastened, let us not be discouraged.
所以在我们受苦的时候，我们就要想想第三节，我主耶稣怎么受苦的。
So as we feel that this is painful, we in verse 3, we should consider him.
因为他的受苦是按照他的都是他是没有罪的，他不是要受苦的，他是因为我们的罪缘故他才受苦的。
But our Lord Jesus, he was without sin, but he suffered the hostility because of our sins.
他被定罪，他被顶撞，他在十字架上死，他流血的苦都是因为我们的缘故。
He was condemned and crucified, and he suffered and died because of for our sake.
但是我们被管教的时候，我们受苦，这是我们自己活该。
When we are chastened and we feel painful, it is because of us.
因为我们是这样的人，我们有过错，我们有过话。因为我们自己的过话过错，我们受管教，我们就要受苦。
Because of our transgressions and our wrongs, we have to receive these chastening.
所以在我们是受苦的时候，他说我们不要灰心。
But as you feel painful, let us not be discouraged.
我们就要接受神的管教，我们就要经历神的管教，我们要面对神的管教。
We must experience, we must face.The Lord's chastening.
因为第六节说，因为主所爱的，他必管教。
Because verse 6, for whom the Lord loves, he chastens.
感谢神，我们要经历许多的事情，神许可这样一件事情临到我们，叫我们受苦。
So we thank the Lord that God, in order for us to grow, he chastens us and we feel painful.
那是他要挽回我们，他爱我们。
That's because he wants to bring us back. He loves us.
当然在我们经历这些艰难的时候，他有恩典，他会保守，也会看顾。
As we go through these difficulties, he has grace and he will watch over us.
因为在他爱里面，他有他的恩典来托住带领我们经历许多我们所要该经历的。
And in his love, he would carry us through, and so we can experience.What he wants us to experience.
所以神所爱的，他必管教。
So those for whom the Lord loves, he chastens.
那就是要我们能够活出更像他的儿子。
That we may live more like his son.
也求神用他的话来激励我们，教导我们。
May the Lord use His words to teach us and help us.
请一两三位弟兄姐妹随圣灵的感动做结束祷告。
We ask the couple of brothers and sisters to offer our prayers.天父，我们感谢你在主啊，因为你就是爱，主啊，因为管教也是你自己爱的一种表达的方式。主，我们今天主啊来到你的面前，主啊，的确应该审查自己，我们是否我们的生命是否主啊符合你的心意？主啊，给我们一个谦卑的心，主啊，我们能够来到你的面前，主啊，也借着你自己的话语，主啊，让我们能够听到你的话语，主啊，让我们走在你的道路上面，倾听你的话语，并且主啊，我们能够做你交给我们的工作。主啊，让借着一切的触碰和一切的经历，主啊，你让我们，主啊，我们的生命能够被你更新，我们的心能够归回，主啊，才能谈到复兴。主啊，我们今天也在这里，主啊，我们把自己交在你的面前，主啊，愿你自己，主啊，来磨造我们，主啊，让我们能够成为你手中贵重的器皿，主啊，能够成为你手中的杰作。主啊，我们求你给我们，主啊，这样的一个心，能够领受主啊你的爱的方式。主啊，也让我们在环境当中能够查验我们自己的生命。感谢赞美主，我们这样祷告，奉我主基督耶稣的名。
Amen.
A brother prayed, dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for God's love. And the Lord, we thank you, discipline is indeed your form of loving us, Lord. And we want to, in your presence, indeed, we want to consider and examine ourselves. We thank you for that word, that Lord, we may walk on your way, and Lord, we may listen to your word and do the work that you have entrusted to us. We pray through service and experiences that our life may be renewed. And though, Lord, our hearts may return and be recovered. Lord, we do want to give ourselves to you, that, Lord, that you may mold us yourself, that we may become those vessels fit for your purpose. Lord, your hearts want to receive such measures of your love for us through your discipline, and we do examine our life for you. Thank you for your word. We pray now, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Dear Lord, thank you for your chastening. Really, sometimes we really need to find the things in ourselves. Repent to the extent that you are pleased with. We thank you that you even let our brother give some examples as to educate and start just these disciplines from the childhood. In Jesus' precious name, we thank, we pray, Amen. Let's go.
Well, I'm going to say that. You just want to